This is Marty Lurie with another great game in Giants franchise history. Fans, in this one, we're going to go back to August 4th of 2000. It's a Friday night. It's in San Francisco. It's at Pac Bell, AT&T. It's the new ballpark. The Pittsburgh Pirates are in town to take on the San Francisco Giants. This is an important game during the 2000 season. Now, there's 40,930 there. The Pirates are here. If the Giants can win this one today, and if Arizona can lose in the 2000 season, which ends up pretty well for the Giants, they can get sole possession of first place in the National League West. So there's something at stake in this one. They have won 5 of 6. They're going for 6 of 7 and trying to get it done against the Pittsburgh Pirates. All right, here are the lineups in this one. It's a Friday night, the new ballpark. Things are jumping. Wilson, second base for the Pirates. Kendall, the catcher. Alex Ramirez in right field. Giles in the outfield. Young at first. Aramis Ramirez at third base. Emil Brown in left. Ray Mears as shortstop. Chris Benson on the mound for the Pittsburgh Pirates. All right, for the Giants, Marvin Bernard in center field. Bill Miller at third. Barry Bonds in left. Jeff Kent at second. J.T. Snow at first. Armando Rios in right field. Rich Aurelia at short. Doug Mirabelli is the catcher. And Kirk Reeder, the lefty, is on the hill for the San Francisco Giants. So, boy, what a lineup. I love doing these shows and thinking back to these lineups that the Giants had out there. These were good teams. The Pirates jump out to a lead here. Mears gets a base hit, and Enrique Wilson, wow, of all people, he hits a home run, and the Pirates are up 2-0 in the third inning. The Giants' fourth inning, Bill Miller a base hit, Bonds a walk, Kent and Snow strike out. Now, Benson's a good strikeout pitcher, but Rios makes him pay a triple, and that ties the game up 2-2. The Giants' fifth with two out. Bill Miller draws a walk, and Benson did walk 5 in 6 innings in this game. Bonds a base hit, Kent a base hit, and the Giants are up 3-2. In the Pittsburgh seventh, with two out, Alex Ramirez hits a home run to make the score 3-3, and that is only his second home run of the year. So we got a tie game here going into the bottom of the seventh. Marvin Bernard, a base hit. Bill Miller, the magician with the bat, he gets a base hit. Bonds gets a base hit to make it 4-3.
2-1 to Bonds, the pitch. Curveball pulled down the right field line. That's going to be in for a base hit. Bernard around third, he will score. Miller around second, he's into third. And Bonds at first with a single and a run batted in. And the Giants have regained the lead 4-3.
And Kent hits a sacrifice fly, and the Giants go up 5-3. Well, for Kirk Reeder, he goes 6 innings in this game, gives up 9 hits, a couple of runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Chris Benson, 6 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs, 5 walks, and 4 strikeouts. And those walks came back to haunt him a little bit. So we go to the 9th inning. Giants trying to win 6 of 7 here. Game time is getting close to 3 hours as we get into this 9th inning. Morris draws a walk. Vanderwall flies out to left. Wilson a strikeout, and a tough guy to strike out, Jason Kendall. Strike 3, and Rob Nen finishes it, gets his 27th save of the year, 3 hours and 8 minutes, and the Giants win the game 5-3. The winner in the game is Henry. Doug Henry is 3-3. Benson is the loser. He goes to 8-9. So the Giants win at 5-3, 5-10-0 for the Giants, 3-11-2 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So with this win, Arizona ends up losing to the New York Yankees. Randy Johnson loses that game. He goes to 15-4. The Yankees win at 6-1. The Giants are now 60-47. Arizona 60-49, a game back. And the Dodgers 58-50, 2.5 back. Now, we fast forward to the end of the season. And this is where the Giants actually, you look and see their runs scored for the year, 925. Runs given up, 747. Do the math a little bit, then you've got close to 188 run differential for the Giants. They end up 97-65. They win the division.
Fastball. There's a high drive to center field. Going back is Murray. He stops now at the warning track. He's under it. He's got it. And the Giants have won the West. For the second time in the last 4 years, they race out of the dugout and start to pile atop each other.
And the Giants run away with the West in the first year of Pac Bell Park, 2000, August 4th, 2000 is this one, but the first year they end up winning the West. Some of the numbers for the Giants that year. Marvin Bernard scored 102 runs. Bill Miller, 97 runs. This is a top of the order. Barry Bonds, 306, 440 on base, 688, 49 homers, 106 RBIs, and this was the beginning of the run of Barry Bonds here. For Jeff Kent, he is an MVP. He's 32 years old, 114 runs scored, 33 homers, 125 RBIs. And you think about the Giants today, wherever you may be thinking about them, and you think back to the numbers put up by the Giants in the 2000s, and they start with Bonds and Kent. For Jeff Kent, he's an MVP, 32 years old, 334, 424 on base, 596 slugging. How about that? So it's August 4th, 2000. The Giants have won 6 of 7. Henry, the winner over Benson, 3 hours, 8 minutes, 40,930. The Giants now are in sole possession of first place. That's another great game. It really is another great game in Giants franchise history.